Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
At age 39, Gruden became the youngest head coach to win a Super Bowl. It was only fitting that after the game, they were playing his song.
Bon Jovi is my hero.
Bon Jovi.
Honestly, I listen to Bon Jovi, and you know, I drive my car wherever I can find him to listen to him play. And he has a song called My Life. This just sounds corny, man, but after the game, I look out there on the field, and there's Bon Jovi singing My Life. So I'm thinking, this is one hell of a day now.
It's my life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
I am a huge Bon Jovi fan. So is my wife. Looking out for my wife. She's usually hanging around now.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios. You can give us a call, 617-779-0985. You can also get the app, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, by going to your app store and getting the 98.5 The Sports Hub situation going there. And also you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv, search The Sports Hub. I came in this morning and right away the wall man just apologizes to me. Mm-hmm. Just straight off the bat apologizes to me.
For what?
Not paying attention yesterday. Went back and listened to the show and just said, I'm sorry, Fred. And I said, there's no need to apologize. Just do better.
Yep. That's exactly the way the conversation went.
I said, just
do
better.
It was a Tom Karen thing. Be better,
yeah.
John.
Thank you. Yes.
Be better, John Wallach.
What was the Tom Karen thing?
This is great.
It was Jim Murray. Big Jim Murray was criticizing the Red Sox.
No, he wasn't criticizing the Red Sox. So what happened was Tom Karen was on his way into a game, call a game or whatever. And
the studio,
I guess,
for
opening.
This, yeah.
It was opening night. It was the first Red Sox game of the season. And Jim Murray was on the radio, and I guess Tom Karen had been listening to him. And Tom Karen tweeted, Big Jim Murray bragging about not watching the Red Sox game last night. It's only the first game of the season. How can you be uninformed and be on the radio? Be better, 98.5 The Sports Hub. And Tom Karen's fine. I've got no reason not to like him, but that is just, that is cringe-inducing. Anyone says, like, be better? And now, of course, you know, who's watching the Red Sox? I think we were all correct in assuming that this wasn't going to be much of a season anyway, but that was a Tom Karen little thing that he threw out there at Jim Murray this past couple of months.
Well, I don't know how you can live your life and expect to be a upstanding citizen without watching the Red Sox. I mean, you have to be better. In these times of angst, in these unprecedented times of rioting and flu, you know, things happening where everyone's getting sick, and then you got I mean, Corona. I didn't mean to dismiss it as flu. Corona, and then you got the hurricanes and the wildfires. How could you not watch the Red Sox? I mean, there's children listening. My God. Be better. That's right. Be better. You have to be better.
Yes,
we're all just all floating around on this rock, just a collection of atoms in an infinite universe, and here you are bragging about not watching the Red Sox. But I will tell you this. If you are a child and you are listening, John Wallach apologized to me this morning. Rich and I were talking about the game. Belichick addressed it again, and Rich and I were having a discussion, and I brought John into the conversation, and he had not been listening.
Not ready.
And I watched it yesterday just to make sure. See, I was saying, like you clocked the ball, and Rich and I, whatever, it was a misunderstanding, wherever the hell it was. It wasn't even a big deal.
No.
No. But of any sort. But Rich didn't, I guess, hear me saying, he said, clock it, clock it, clock it, clock it. I said, right. Clock it 1,000 times. And Rich said, well, that wasn't our argument. And I said, yes, it was. And so I looked at John. So I look at John because Nick had the Twitch feed on both of us.
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm watching it last night, I'm looking at John, and he's on the moon.
Yeah.
He's looking at the TV. Because I look at the TVs, too. It's just your attention gravitates toward him. But I'm listening in my headphones, and it was really took John for a loop.
Was it like the scene from Scanners where he's just sitting there and his face freezes and then...
No, it was obvious that he wasn't listening. Yeah. Then he started getting aggravated. Because he had been caught not listening to the show. But when I say when there's a guest on, that's the time to drift. If there's a guest on, like if you have a guest in for an hour, you're going to drift.
I heard from Bob Soucy after his...
Bob Soucy was
after his sit down with us.
Soucy was on yesterday and whatever. He was getting like... He doesn't want to criticize the Patriots. That's fine. But it was fine. I like Bob. And... We were talking to him, and then his kids started getting involved. So I said, all right, it was time to end the interview anyway. And so I was like, all right, we'll just end the interview. And then he starts going on and on about the engineers. And it's like, you guys broadcast from Gillette. Like, what is this? Like, you didn't go to the moon. This isn't a shuttle mission. You weren't docked at the space station for a year. Relax. And so I hung up on him. And what did Bob have to say?
Bob was it was confusing because, and I'd have to get, it slid into my DMs, Fred. That's how he got a hold of me. So I checked.
He looked for you. He was who can I relate to on the show?
It was me. I wear the glasses. He wears glasses. We have that glasses kind of kinship.
Have contacts.
So, it was something about a play that he was discussing about Stephon Gilmore and how well he's in coverage. It was weird because it didn't have anything to do with why you hung up on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It sounds to me like he thinks that the interview was ended earlier.
Yes.
Because of our criticism that he wouldn't say anything bad about Stephon Gilmore.
Okay, well, regardless.
That's what he seems to assume. I had no problem with that. It was just that it was funny, he wouldn't say anything bad about him. And, he said, come on, you could say something bad. And maybe that's the way he truly feels. But either way, he seemed to not think that way. That's the reason why.
It's a next-gen stats thing that he sent me about the DK Metcalf catch over Gilmore for the touchdown.
That's fine, but Stephon Gilmore hasn't played well.
But yeah, no, and it really wasn't the reason why ended things.
No. The interview was over, and then his kids, and so what's the point? I don't know why, if we have a guy on every week for years, why we have to, it was time to end the interview. It was time, his kids were all, and then he wanted to jam in a bunch of crap about engineers, which I don't quite understand. Maybe they were at Seattle and they had the field mics, but it wasn't like they were on the front lines of NAM, covering a war. I mean, they flew domestically to Seattle, if they were there, which I guess maybe they were. Great. They weren't even there.
No.
All right. They weren't even there.
Dennis, the guy he brought up, was sitting in the booth with him.
Oh, well, regardless, that's even less. But it's, I don't know. I don't know what the
point
was.
That's right. John didn't hear any of it anyway.
I know. He's doing all these.
I was paying attention to that one. That one I was all in on.
That's someone I respect.
Yeah. Bob Sosie.
He was doing. That's right. He's doing a million commercials for his ear, and yet here he is not listening. It's not exactly.
Ironic, isn't it?
It's not ironic. It's just a bad look. I mean, Lord, listen to the effing show. All right. Well, what a show we have in store for you today. We'll replay Bob Sosie 8 times. But a lot going on last night. You heard John Gruden at the beginning of the show. The Las Vegas Raiders christened the new stadium with the cool torch that has neon lights on it.
The painted picture of Elvis in a Raiders uniform is to die for.
Oh, I did not see
it. Oh, man. I'll tell you, they had the Marilyn Monroe on one wall, and then they have it's kind of like Elvis has his back to whoever's painting him, and he's looking over his left shoulder like, I'm a hunk and I'm sexy. And you know,
is it a fat Elvis or a young Elvis?
It was a young Elvis.
See, that doesn't.
It was a young Elvis.
Because it was fat Elvis that graced the stages of Las Vegas.
Sure.
It was fat Elvis. So
wearing the Raiders uniform. Number 20, you see, to signify 2020.
Ah.
The uniform.
Ah, I did not see that.
Was worth the price of admission, and that 95-foot-high phallic gesture to Al Davis really is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I did not watch much of the game last night.
It was actually a good game. It's actually really good.
Yeah. Las Vegas is going to be a team that's going to be a problem this weekend for the Patriots.
That's no joke. They look pretty good.
Yeah. Just after a full slate of Sunday ball kicking, I was not not overly interested in the Monday night game. I had gone over too much emotionally over the course of Sunday. Now, but the good news is there's no reason to watch 4 o'clock games on this Sunday because the season's over for both of the teams that I follow. And the Patriots play at 1. So
it's over for the Lions. It's over for the Jets. We know it's over, but for the Lions,
two divisional
it's over.
Games, Johnny boy.
They get Galladay back this week. It's going to be fun.
Well, if you have Galladay on your fantasy team, start him because he's going to go off. Because they have no deep threat, on that team. He's going to be something else. All right, Rich, what will we discuss?
Well, as John was saying, this Raiders team is going to be a handful this weekend for the Patriots. We'll get to last night's game and some other post-game press conference moments from John Gruden, who everybody loves.
Yeah, and obviously is a good coach because their roster hasn't turned over that much. All right, we'll be right.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Back.
Now, more Touch and Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recap me what you missed. It's Touch and Rich. What happened last night?
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, as I was saying, the Patriots may have their hands full next week.
Toss play over to the Raiders, Jalen Richard this time. And he got a first down.
How about Jalen Richard?
How about that?
Walking the tightrope. What a play call.
Is that Musburger doing Las Vegas radio?
Yes, it is.
It's him and JT the Brick, right? Isn't he also part of that as well?
I didn't know it was JT the Brick. I know Musburger calls the game.
Well, JT the Brick used to fly from Vegas to Oakland to do the pregame, pre and post. But if JT the Brick's in the booth, sign me up. How do I get action?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was him. I know he's part of that deal, but there you go, Musburger. This one is for all the Tostitos. Well, when the Raiders show up at Foxborough Sunday, they're going to be showing up undefeated after beating the Saints last night, 32-24. Steve Levy and the new crew noted that the Raiders, under John Gruden, had never beaten a team with a winning record. Well, that changed last night against a team that many predicted to be Super Bowl bound. They fell behind by 10 points twice in the opening half. They trailed 10-0 and 17-7. On top of that, Richie Incognito, who is still in the league, by the way.
That's right.
Was knocked out of a game with an injury. Don't you hate it when bad things happen to good people? But then the Raiders began rattling Drew Brees. I mean, it was obvious. And Derek Carr started targeting Malcolm Jenkins, who really doesn't appear to be anything close to his former self. And one guy that Derek Carr repeatedly connected with is a dude that's going to be a problem this week for the Patriots.
Carr going to throw. Rolls right wide open. Touchdown, Waller. Beautiful play. Fourth down. Write it down. Fourth down and one at the goal line. Mr. Gruden gambles, and Derek Carr with a terrific play call. Waller was wide open, coach.
Yeah,
look at Musburger just saying gambling whenever he can.
That's his life, man. Because that's, I think, his real job. Like his full time job is doing like some sort of betting show from the inside of one of those depressoid casinos out there. It's like the Krusty Nugget or something, or I almost swore, Craps Gerald's. It rhymes with Fitzgerald's, but it has another nickname. But yeah, that's what he does. That's his dream in life, and he finally got to live it. So
it's the most depressing retirement of all time. He's essentially retired, obviously doing the calls on radio is not of great interest to him.
The man is 81 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the end for him.
Yeah, yes. So he was like, I don't want to do the network stuff anymore. You know, maybe it was a mutual decision between him and the network, and he just goes off to Vegas and, just sits in a casino all day. All night. That's what he loves to do. And I see pictures of him with young lasses, which is...
I'm sure he's hooking up with all of them.
I think that maybe, he's got money. He's got a little juice in Vegas.
Say, all that network money. I'm thinking the man is flush.
I feel like he owes that much. A lot of people.
right.
You live that lifestyle for that long, it catches up to you.
All right.
Well. Yeah, I have to think that taking the Raiders play-by-play job, I know he only does home games, but that might have been, let's keep afloat a little bit, We'll take this $50,000 and invest it into my gambling debts.
Well, Darren Waller, not only the fastest tight end in the NFL, but he is slowly becoming one of the best. 16 targets for 103 yards and a touchdown, and it's going to be a tough guy to cover on Sunday. You wish you had Aqib Talib here to be able to take care of that. But here is a very happy John Gruden on Waller's big game. It's this one right here.
Darren's a great player, and our job is to try to get him the ball. And I've said it before. I don't know if I've said it to you, but I'd take him out of any of the tight ends. And I know Kittle and Kelsey are as good as they get, but Waller's right up there with them. This is his second year playing the position. It's astonishing what this man can do.
Well, also during the game, this was actually at halftime, Adam Schefter tweeted that the NFL had fined three head coaches, Denver's Vic Fangio, Seattle's Pete Carroll, and San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan, $100,000 each for not wearing masks on Sunday, and each of their teams another $250,000. So that's over $1 million in fines for not wearing masks. On top of that, as they were doing this report, you're looking at the two coaches on the sidelines, both Sean Payton and John Gruden, neither one wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So John Gruden was asked about that afterwards.
You didn't have a mask on, and on later. Were you aware that some coaches have been fined?
I'm doing my best. I've had the virus. Okay, I'm doing my best. I'm very sensitive about it, but I'm calling plays. I just want to communicate in these situations, and I apologize. And if I get fined, I will have to pay the fine. But I'm very sensitive about all of that, and I apologize.
Great, thank you, coach.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so I thought that he was joking about having the virus, because isn't he the one who pranked his team?
Yeah.
At the preseason Zoom where the assistant coach came out of the guys, Gruden can't be here because he's got the coronavirus. And everyone was like, oh, man. And then he was like, surprise, I don't have it. That's why you got to take it seriously. Like, it wasn't
be
that
ready
Gruden
for anything.
Right. And now he's saying he did have it.
Yeah.
So
it's a double cross. It's a fun. It's, like a sleight of hand trick.
Oh, no, he hasn't. No, he doesn't. Yeah, dude. Papu. Look at me. The only mask I'm wearing is a damn Chucky mask. Look at me. I'm silly. Tariq will get in here.
God, I miss them. You know, Steve Levy and this crew are perfectly acceptable. There's nothing to not like, but there's nothing to get excited
about. That's the thing. That's what ESPN was going for when they had Tessitore. They got guys, and people recognize Steve Levy if you've watched ESPN at any point over the last two decades.
Yeah.
But that's what he is. ESPN wants a team that is a solid 5 out of 10. Not poor, not great, just right down the middle, which is why they hired Tessitore. Yeah. And that was so bland, and they were awful. But at least Levy's going to be good enough to stay in the job for a while.
Apparently, according to the New York papers that I was reading while I was in rehab, I guess that was the idea. The idea was they weren't going to go for big names and that they just wanted... John's right, that they but it was by design, that they just wanted a solid... play-by-play and analyst crew.
They don't want to piss off the Twitterverse. Yeah. They just want to make sure they have enough viewers to justify it.
That's right. Also revisionist history because they went all in on trying to get Peyton Manning. So they tried to get big names.
No. When they couldn't get, you know, the two or three big names that they wanted, the strategy was not to stretch and try to get someone to make a big splash.
But think about it, Rich. Is Peyton Manning controversial at all?
No, but they were willing.
A big name.
He's a big name, but he is what they're looking for. Except he's wildly popular.
Right. But the idea when they couldn't do that was, all right, we're not going to stretch and try to find an ex player or try to find someone who could be a star, but we don't know.
Yeah,
we're going to just load it with just solid
5 out of 10.
Yeah, and the idea was Levy's not a household name. That they weren't going to put anyone that was a household name like Levy's.
Sports fans know him, but he's always been like right in the middle. Like nobody doesn't like Steve Levy.
Yeah,
but
he was
never a huge fan either. Right?
He was never a breakout star. He's always. Yeah. In fact, I didn't even know he still worked for ESPN. To be honest with you, because I don't even know what he did there.
He did hockey. That's the reason they buried him, because he was the hockey guy for a decade.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dan just said something in my headphones, which is really inherently mean. He said he's three doors down, which I don't know. That's not really fair because three doors down, he's not big fans of them. I've said that about that whole era of music, like Three Doors Down, even like Fuel and Eve Six, like they're perfectly acceptable, but no one's really a fan. He's Collective Soul. Let's go with that. Like it's a band that just is there. There's no real fans, but when it's on, you don't really change the channel. You know what I mean?
The Soul. I mean, a lot of people are down with the Soul. Yes, Will Turpin tickling that fat bass line behind.
Will Turpin might have the skinniest legs I've ever seen on a human being. That is the bassist of Collective Soul. Ask me why I know that.
I still talk to Will Turpin.
Nice guy. Very nice guy.
I hate his band, but I still talk to him. Yes, Collective Soul, a very bad band.
By the way, that stadium looks pretty awesome, but what makes it even more amazing is that a certain Bad Boy superfan showed up on ESPN2's Monday Night Football Megacast last night to make the broadcast.
I broke my leg.
Not him. That's not the bad leg.
It's the Megacast.
Yes, thank you very much there.
I took your cast joke and I made it a joke out of it.
You have a big leg. Yes, you do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, here is someone who... That's right. He showed up on ESPN2 last night.
Guy, have you had a chance to have a look? I know not many people have been inside and seen the completely finished product. Have you talked about the stadium? Have you checked out the new stadium in Vegas?
Well, this is the good and the bad news of this, guys, is I have a restaurant in the stadium, Guy Fieri Tailgate, which we're super proud of and just awesome menus. But, of course, we haven't been in there. My team's been in there to do the training and get everything ready. We were hoping that it was going to open up to the stadium full. But as we all know, that...
Now, that's extreme right there. I mean, listen, no word yet on whether there's a P.F. Chang's in the old Death Star, but me thinks Mark Davis knows a guy who might make that happen.
Mm-hmm. P.F. Chang's right in the owner's box. Make them fresh. Yes, I just... Fieri is losing his ass on this thing. He had his team in. Don't let him lie to you. But as soon as that effort opens up, you know he's in the back himself making those jalapeno poppers.
Is this back? I had no idea last night that Monday Night Football was going to be on ABC. Is this a thing now? Like, is it back on ABC? Or
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I was turned on the TV and it was right there. I bet you
it is because of the delay in being able to make new programming.
So maybe
I thought that too last night, and I just wondered if they were going to keep it that way. But you're right; it's probably just because I mean, when they're making shows that are quarantine filmed, have you seen that show that they keep doing ads for? What's called like Connecting, and it's like all filmed socially distant. That looks like it's going to be awful.
These are experiments that don't work. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sure doesn't look that way. So, no. Yeah, there you go. It's going to be a tough one, though. I like that Raiders team. I mean, they're pretty good, and their tight end is that dude is fast as hell. I think that like if you took a look at just how fast he was, like he was clocked. There's all these next gen stats that Bob Zosi's sending you, John. I think that he was faster than all but seven receivers last year, and just blows away every tight end in the
NFL.
Yeah,
he's 6'6", 255, and he runs like that. That's pretty
amazing. Sixth round pick.
Yeah, he massive was one drug of the problem too. Like, I mean, his story is nuts.
Yeah, he was one of the stars of Hard Knocks a few years ago, right?
I mean, I'm sure he was.
Every time they had Gruden say, everybody knock wood, you know, Waller was there. He was a breakout star from that.
Yeah, every time they say knock wood, I cover my nuts.
Thank you, Mark Davis.
Because Phyllis is slanging drinks at the chains. And I like to watch those knockers sway to and fro. John, your mom. Excuse my eyebrows, they go up and down. I see Wallach nips.
Wallach nips?
Yes, Mrs. Wallach. Ah. Areolas, how do you do? And it goes squeeze, squeeze, pinch, pinch. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see me. Squeeze, squeeze. Pinch, pinch. Brumskies. All right, very good. We will be back, Rich. What will we discuss?
Well, the Celtics get ready for a very important Game 4, and looks like there's a little more controversy with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is going to be a fun team to follow this season.
Yeah, it seems like that's not going to go well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Johnny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
So on Sunday, Brett Favre came out of his woodpile that he hides in Louisiana, and he made a surprise appearance to the game between the Carolina Panthers and Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and one Bucs player isn't thrilled about it. So, like most NFL teams, the Buccaneers are not allowing fans to attend home games at this point. An exception was made for Favre, who was spotted at Raymond James Stadium supporting Tom Brady by wearing a Tom Brady, his face in the Buccaneer logo t-shirt. I didn't know if the back said Tampa Brady or Tampa, was it Tampa Bay or Tampa Brady? He trademarked both of them. But either way, that did not sit well with Bucs center Ryan Jensen, who wanted to know why Favre was allowed in. He tweeted out a Fox Sports video of Favre like palling around in the stands wearing a Brady t-shirt and wrote, quote, so he can go to the game, but my family can't? Interesting. So, yeah, Favre, go screw. I don't know why he was allowed there either. But, you know, listen, when you're butt buddies with Tom Brady, I guess you're allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, get to know it. I mean, if you're Favre, you got carte blanche, baby. You go wherever you want to go. You just pop on some Wranglers, wear a copper bracelet, and get it going.
You know, copper fit?
Yeah. The copper right. bracelet.
The copper fit.
Yeah, yeah. It heals what ails you.
You've been watching Felger and Maz on TV.
Yeah, I watched our own show on TV for a long time.
Well, that was the aluminum wallet, Fred. Come on, don't get it twisted.
Yes, well, it was everything that's advertised on podcasts. Was advertised. Like boner pills, everything was going crazy on that thing. But I do want to mention the coaches getting fined, and I'm all for it, that for not wearing masks. I mean, if they're supposed to wear masks, they'll get fined. And I'm sure the coaches at a certain point are going to have to, I mean, they don't want to get fined $100,000. Even if you're Gruden making $9 million a year, I would imagine paying $100,000 isn't something that you want to do. But it is crazy that the coaches are, we've talked about this off the air a bunch of times, just watching highlights. Like, the coaches wear masks, and then they're talking to everyone else doesn't have a mask on.
It wouldn't the reverse have to be true? You wear a mask, that doesn't protect you, that protects the people around you. In order to keep from getting sick, people around you have to wear masks.
Right. Well, the thing about the masks is that they are allowed to, according to the rules, pull them down when calling a play, and then pull them back up. So, I mean, they, like, it's not, it doesn't impede what they're able to do.
Right.
They're just, that's just the NFL trying to do anything they can to have this whole thing not tumble down like a house of cards. And I know it seems weird that all the other guys aren't, you know, wearing it. And if everyone's tested the same, you know, I mean, I guess there's a slight chance between tests that one of them could have it, and they're just trying to lower the risks. But it is odd because
no,
I mean,
what they're doing is it's all optics. I mean, the only reason they're doing it is for the optics of it.
I think it's just they're trying to do every little thing they can do that this doesn't implode. But it does seem strange. And especially when, you know, you can pull it right down. And on top of that, those welders' masks, like, they don't work. Like,
no.
That's not, like, it comes underneath it. Like, you have to, for the welder's mask to work, you have to wear a mask as well. So, but that's approved by the NFL. It's all very
optics.
Strange.
It's optics. It's the same reason that in the NBA bubble, they have the reporters wearing the masks. It's because you know they take them off as soon as they're done with it. So it's just, I understand why the NFL's doing it, is that they want to look responsible, but it is a little ridiculous that they're sitting there, that they have to have these masks on while they're talking to people without masks. And when they come off the field, all the coaches have masks on and all the players don't.
By the way, Andy Reid somehow got some, like, next level engineering to help the fogging situation in week two. And, you know, he didn't look like a guy whose face was missing.
I don't trust anything that can combat what he's got coming out of his mouth. So that's like, you know, when they are afraid of a vaccine coming out that's not going to work. Anything that you can put on plastic that makes Andy Reid's breath not fog up is got to have carcinogens in it. I don't like that at all.
And by the way, Fred, we have seen since the beginning of all this a million different masks on TV, out in public. Have you ever in your life seen anything that looked like what Bill Belichick was wearing?
No, it was Clockwork Orange. No. He had a Clockwork Orange mask on.
Or Eyes Wide Shut, you know? It's like, I don't know what that thing, it was like a beak he had on.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like something from a Clockwork Orange. It was a means of intimidation.
There's something hidden in there. Like that, like he's that. It's shaped a weird way to give him some sort of weird advantage.
It's got Ernie Adams. It's got like an Ernie Adams voodoo doll in it or something.
A setting like a shelf for food he can eat during the game.
There's shenanigans there.
Yeah, it's got something. He's got something cooking in that thing.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, he's still talking to our favorite reporter, Jim Gray. And yesterday he was asked about his friend, Brett Favre, who knows Tom, who knows Oprah, who knows Stedman, and why not have a dinner?
No fans allowed in the stadium, but yesterday Brett Favre showed up, and he was wearing a Tampa Bay Tom Brady Buck shirt. Were you surprised by his wardrobe selection, and did you know he was coming to the game?
That was pretty funny. I got a kick out of that when I saw the pictures. You know, I love that guy. He's such a cool guy, and I've known him for a long time.
He's real
going
cool.
Back to my third year in the league when we played him. Just loved his style of play.
He's
one of the most incredible players, one of the toughest guys ever to play the position, and he's become a good friend of mine over the years. We have a lot of mutual friends, so we always have a good time when we see each other, and there's always a lot of jokes and a lot of laughs.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a real card. Yeah, he hits a chicken in the head and an egg comes out. Yeah, he's Fonzie the Rednecks.
His overalls. Sit on it on the barn door. I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Favre's a real cool guy. That's what you think of when you think of cool.
Well, there was a report that came out that Tom Brady had been considering Las Vegas and New Orleans in free agency, and the Barnacle asked him about it.
Now, it's come out in recent weeks that you considered Las Vegas and that the Saints considered you had Drew Brees retired. So you're pretty familiar with both of these teams. Were you close to going to either of those places?
Well, it was my first time in free agency. I think there's, you know, a lot of things that transpired over that course of time and a lot of difficult decisions that were made, but I'm so happy I wound up with the Bucks. I'll probably never be a free agent again.
New team, same non-answers.
Yeah, good answer and good follow-up by Jim Gray.
So did you talk to New Orleans?
Yeah.
Or not?
Yeah, good follow-up.
What does that mean exactly, Tom?
Nice interview, you hot pile of garbage.
Oh, so... Did you talk to other teams?
Yeah, free agency is a lot of stuff, and I love Tampa Bay.
Okay,
good. Good answer. Good answer. Thanks. Oh, so the answer is you're in Tampa Bay, and a lot of things happen. Neat. Were you surprised that Brett Favre was there? Because obviously, you know, you wouldn't have known about it. You know, you had nothing to do with him being there. Were you surprised when you looked up in the stands and saw the microscopic figure of Brett Favre? Were you surprised that he had the shirt on that you gave him? Shut up. What a stupid bunch of questions. Were you surprised? Yes, I was very surprised. My friend was at the game. Very surprised. It threw me for a loop, you piece of crap. So did you talk to some of these other teams in free agency? Yeah, free agency's good. I like it. Oh, yeah? Good. Thanks for the interview, Tom. Just nothing transpired right now. Thank you. No follow-ups.
Meaningless words.
Just words. But I asked the question. You got to hand it to me. I asked a tough question. Go screw.
Were you surprised, Brett Favre was there?
I crap myself. I almost had a heart attack. It wasn't good before the game. That's why I saw him at halftime, and that's why he sucked in the second half. Stupid-ass questions.
And that's the kind of great stuff you're going to get from his book, Chasing Goats, or Interviewing Goats, I think it's what it's called.
It's called No Follow-Ups.
I was about to say something. I don't know if I can say on the air. Something goats. All right. Well,
probably not.
I had to guess.
Probably it goes back to Fonzie Brett Favre.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, he snaps his fingers and a bunch of goats come around him.
That might be the best line yet.
Dumbass. Yeah. Stupid bunch of dummies. Look, really imagine that brain trust sitting around Brady and stupid-ass Favre and dumbass Jim Gray.
Well, I mean, if we could just be there. Fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah.
Snaps his finger.
I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom.
Oprah knows Tom.
Stedman knows Tom.
Yeah.
Oprah knows my wife.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
No one likes
Why
you.
Not have a dinner?
Yeah.
So that's what that was.
Yeah, that's what that was. I could have been interesting. I had an opportunity. The more I think about the Jim Gray thing, it could have been interesting, you pile of garbage. Like, yeah, I was there. We were in this. Oh, forget it. We've gone over it a million times. I just don't know why.
Was it interesting that I was at an interview at Oprah's house for Tom out of nowhere?
Just having a dinner. Shut up, you uninteresting prick. What do you talk about? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. It's just a dinner.
Shut up. Can you imagine that book? Oh, my God. If you buy that book, you're a mental patient. I wonder if he sold one. Because they all inflate their Amazon numbers. I was just listening to something about how people spend millions of, like $1 million to get their Amazon ratings up with the chance that people will see that it's a popular book and buy it. So I don't buy anything. I don't believe anything on Amazon in terms of the rankings of books because it's all crap, I guess. But I can't imagine a human being buying that.
Did you
November 10th? That's
did
the
you send
date.
A request? Did you send a request out to have him on?
I haven't yet. Nope. But I will do that. Sure, I'll have him on again.
Oh no, I want to have him on again.
Yeah,
and not to hang up and not to attack, just to go. Why did you act that way? Like, what was going through your head? But then again, he'll call all our bosses. Jesus, they'll probably fire me at this point. Who knows? Probably just go. Okay, he's fired.
Enough of your shenanigans.
Yeah, enough of your crap, rehab.
You're done.
Yeah. All right there, rehab. You're out on your ass. All right, Rich, what do we got going on?
All right, well, let's get to the Celtics, who have a very important game tomorrow night. And Brad Stevens was talked to yesterday about what his plan's going to be going into that game.
All right, we will discuss all of that in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Pasolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Tusher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's actually how the song went. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lauren and Wally. I watched this video about three times. The last time this bed played.
It's hypnotizing, friend.
And then they're like asleep, and I don't even know who some of the guys on the show are, but they're asleep. And then they also have one called Dip in a Box, where they were eating chips, and you would stick your chip in the dip.
And then it was like the same four clips on loop, and it was like a bear just dancing. And as I said, it's like whatever the audio equivalent of ASMR is, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, it had. Well, audio can be.
I'm sorry, the visual equivalent. Yeah, like just watching it all together.
The bear ran out of steam because the bear was okay. If you don't know, Lauren and Wally had a parody song during the 2011, by the way, Stanley Cup playoffs. I you said 2009 before, but it was the 2011 finals. Yeah, which the Bruins probably won't get to anytime soon. I guess we could talk about that briefly, even though there's a lot of other stuff going on. Apparently, the trade door is wide open. And I read something on The Athletic that said that they would listen to a Bergeron trade, to which I would say there's a point. I'll digress. I'll go into this because it is sports. Isn't there a player on a team that you just keep?
Mookie Betts.
Yeah, no, but Mookie Betts is young and Tom very, Brady. Very talented.
No. I mean, this doesn't exist really anymore.
Yeah,
to a point. The only point you would ever deal that player away is if you know you're going to fail and you want to see that guy take one more run at a cup. Ray Bourque's a perfect example of that.
That's a good example.
Bergeron is that guy. Bergeron still has, what, 4 or 5 productive years left?
Yeesh.
All right. Say 3 or 4. Less than 3.
I think that he can be a very solid player. I don't think that he's a first line center for 3 years, but I don't think that you can move. I wouldn't
point
move
is,
him.
He's your first line center. He's going to be your first line center this year, next year, I think the year after that, and we can debate that back and forth. The point has not come where your team is so hopelessly out of it that you need to trade him to make a run.
I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even.
He's not in that Ray Bourque category.
No, but
yet.
He's got a cup, so I wouldn't trade him to a cup contender. What would you have to get in return? Okay, let's go to headlines, and this is a silly thing, but I did read about it in The Athletic yesterday, and I thought it was interesting because they didn't say they were going to trade. There were tears, and there were like, don't even ask. And that was Pastrnak, Marchand, and McAvoy,
yeah. Okay?
And that was don't even ask. And then I'll pull it up. But then they had another tier that was, call, but you know, you got like 1 minute to blow me away, and that was Bergeron. But we'll talk about that, and you can put it into other sports too. But 617-779-0985. No commercials here, just the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores. .org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.